I chose to focus on understanding the process of hemodialysis, which included a multiplicity of things: diffusion in blood, diffusion through dialysis membranes, in particular cellulosic membranes, convective transport in well-defined geometries, and I picked the flat plate, which was the most common one at that time, and then overall analysis of performance. In the course of doing that, I got into measuring membrane properties in a batch dialysis device. I designed my own. I did the drawings. I did the whole works. It was modeled after something that Ed Leonard had published. And he was willing to sell me one of his devices, but Ed Merrill at that time, and I'm not sure, Merrill was still kind of in charge. So there were certain things that I met with him about, as well as Smith. A little vague on this, when he transferred me to Smith, exactly. It might have been not when I didn't finish my proposal, but a bit later. But anyway, he felt that I shouldn't buy it, that I should design it and build it. So I did, and I had had mechanical drawing in high school and college. So he was very surprised when I walked in with complete drawings. You know? But he had sent me to an outfit that had done some work for him in Peabody, and I'd been out there, and they helped me, and it was very professionally done. And so I just gave them the drawings, and from it, they built the device, and Merrill paid for it. I was lucky. He had a lot of money in those days, and so I was never constrained by reality. I could pretty much do what I wanted.